behaves twice in a night, then it's not surprising. You've got a couple of good horses here tonight, and of course this one, Buddy Beauty, was just that.
Yep. Yeah, it's good, Pete. He's gone really good, and a bit of an early burn. I thought I was a bit worried. I didn't think that they'd get taken on too much early, but Gareth came out pretty solid, so it sort of made it a bit of a worry for a while, because he's not used to really running the gate. He's always sort of drawn back, and we ease him up and sort of try and sit him and sprint him home. But
well, a good result, because Ricky made the most of the inside draw and pole position. Yeah. Once he did find the lead, though, he settled pretty well. Coming to the bell, there was a bit of a scare at one stage. Rick said that he took fright at the paint horse, the clerk of the course horse.
Yeah, he's a bugger for that. Like, he's fair dinkum. He's give us a few scares at home. You can just be going around the track, and out of the blue, he'll just spot something. And doesn't matter what you do, you can't stop him. He'll just take off. And, you know, Ricky, all credit to Ricky. He's just such a phenomenal driver. And, you know, to get away with a nice quarter after the early burn, he's got his energy back and got his wind back, and it was enough to hang on, you know.
Well, they've come home at 58.05, which isn't a bad run.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. When you burn early like that, you got to be going all right to stay with the leaders coming home in 58 something. So
now this is his fourth run this season. He won a couple last season.
Yep.
This is his first. He hasn't won since May.
No.
There's obviously more wins in store. Has he got any vices or any idiosyncrasies? Do you have to manage him at all?
Just near side front leg gives him a bit of trouble. He has a little bit of fill in that, and it just keeps on irritating. You're getting irritated a bit, and we have to keep stopping. So if we didn't have to keep stopping with him, and he's a gross doing horse, and he gets away from you real quick, and so even tonight you see he's blown up a bit, so he's done a really good job to hang on when he's blown up a little bit like that.
Well, it's encouraging when they win and still do that.
Yeah, it is. That's a good sign. That means you got a bit up your sleeve yet. So
all right, the immediate future. What's planned, mate?
Meg and I'll just run him when we can, and you know, like, we're not gonna race the guts out of him. Now he's had these runs, and he's getting fitter each time, and we've just got to keep him turning over now, and hopefully we can keep getting Rick. That, you know, that's the main thing, yeah, because he's got to know him really well now.
Well, you and Ricky
go back a long way.
You've had a great relationship. Yep. I remember, you know, with
Turbo Tyson
and other good horses that you've had, the young horses especially.
Yep.
The Dickies, Ricky Duggan combination was awesome.
It was.
Nice to see it back.
Yeah, I'm really wrapped about it too, because Ricky's hard to get, you know, like, and it's nice to get a horse that he'll drive anything for you. Like, if he's not driving, he'll drive anything for you, and he doesn't care if I take him off or what you do. He's just one of those good blokes, and to rate this horse tonight like he did, you know, that's all it won for him. Like, he wouldn't have won it if he hadn't done that. So,
all right, mate, well done. Let's have him in some more.
Yep.
Thanks,
Pete.